This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
You've been hearing about the hostage situation at an upscale mall in Kenya. Dozens are dead and gunmen are held up inside as government forces are working to end the siege. We want to look now at the significance and long-term impact for the Kenyan people. Neelam Virji is a global business reporter based in Nairobi. Hello, Neelam.
Hi there.
So talk about the significance of an attack on a place of Kenyan commerce, in many ways a symbol of the country's growing wealth and connection to the global marketplace.
Yes, that's exactly what the Westgate Mall is. It's a large mall in an area called Westlands, which is a very busy commercial and residential part of Nairobi. It's bustling. There's a lot of business and commerce around there. And to hit this place in full daylight on a Saturday morning at prime time is really making a point, because it's just trying to get maximum visibility. It's trying to cause maximum destruction and cause fear, because that's when most people will be out running their errands and that's when most people will be there.
So the last major attack in Kenya was on the U.S. Embassy in 1998. Talk about how the country has changed in terms of its development since then as far as its place in the global economy.
Nairobi in 1998 was almost an infant compared to where it is now. It's very strategic from a geopolitical point of view and security point of view for the entire region. Humanitarian operations across the region are based over here. And with that, Kenyans have enjoyed a wave of wealth and they've seen their incomes increase and they've seen this corresponding spending power with it, which wasn't there in 1998 as much.
Neelam, explain just how this attack and the attention around it, the security concerns that will come out of this, talk about how that could potentially impact Kenya's efforts to further grow its economy, lift more of its people out of poverty.
In the short term, there might be a dent to consumer confidence. Tourism might be affected, as that's the most frontline industry. But the outcome really depends on the actions of the government and how decisively and how strongly they respond to this attack on its territory, how quickly they can bring back confidence to Kenyans and to expatriates.
Okay, we'll be watching to see how this unfolds. Neelam Virji in Nairobi, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.